From today, hundreds of thousands of Victorians are staying home instead of going to work. With shops, factories and offices in Melbourne closed and a strict curfew in place, millions of people across the state are living quieter, more isolated lives. This second lockdown is already having an impact on mental health. There's been a jump in Victorians using Beyond Blue's coronavirus support service, prompting calls for a focus on early intervention, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
While it was difficult the first time around, for many Melburnians, this second lockdown is crushing.
We were 4 weeks into a 6 week lockdown, and then we had that lockdown extended by another 6 weeks. I think the main thing that people are struggling with is wondering when this is going to end.
Matt Defina is the head of programs at The Man Cave, a preventative mental health charity for boys and men. Normally, he oversees their face-to-face programs in schools and men's circles for adults. Since COVID-19, everything has moved online.
First of all, schools are really struggling to adjust. And they were really concerned about boys that were already on the fringes of their classrooms falling off even more. And unfortunately, they told us that was what they were observing. And then with men, we've got an amazing facilitator that run our programs. And we've had a lot of their mates really reaching out to them through social media and through personal connections, just wanting to get together and just to chat.
From June to July, mental health not-for-profit Beyond Blue recorded a 20% increase from Victoria alone in calls and online contact for its National Coronavirus Mental Wellbeing Support Service. Its CEO is Georgie Harmon.
The latest data shows that 2 in 3 contacts to our services are now coming from Victoria.
This latest lockdown is clearly taking its toll.
The overwhelming themes that people are calling us and talking about throughout the pandemic, but it's becoming more acute again, is that sense of isolation and loneliness.
The federal government has responded, boosting mental health funding, including for more telehealth consultations. But Georgie Harmon says there's a need to overhaul the entire system with a greater focus on prevention.
Some people need those longer term options, that, you know, that wraparound care to suit their complex needs. Others can benefit from digital supports. Others can actually manage their mental health very effectively through self-guided supports. Peer support is a workforce that we need to invest in properly. And for others, lower intensity services through mental health coaches could be a solution. Look, putting it really simply, we are never going to have enough psychologists and psychiatrists to service the mental health needs of all Australians going forward.
Which is something Matt Defina and his colleagues at The Man Cave already have front of mind.
The system is typically set up to manage people when they're already so far down the stream they need immediate help. And what we really believe in since the day we started is that we need preventative measures in place, and hopefully we'll avoid a number of the statistics that we don't want to see later down the track.
That's Matt Defina from The Man Cave, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report. And the free coronavirus mental wellbeing support service is available 24/7 at coronavirus.beyondblue.org.au or by calling 1-800-512-348.